At 67, Kenneth Williams' offense is 30 years behind him. He's a taxpayer and says he's happy to see Governor Terry McAuliffe found a way to restore his voting rights.
It's degrading, you know, not to be able to vote simply because of your past.
In April, McAuliffe's executive order to reinstate voting rights for 200,000 felons was later ruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court.
We are using criteria that are objective, fair, and uniform to review eligibility.
In a statement, House Speaker William Howell says the General Assembly will carefully review Governor McAuliffe's process to determine if he followed the legal requirements. In Richmond, Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.